Magandang araw po, mga kapatid. Salamat sa mga kapatid natin na kasama natin sumasamba sa Panginoon. Truly, it's our joy to have you worship the Lord with us. Saan man po kayo sa daigdig, no? Kami nagagalak na i-welcome kayo sa Cross World Online Worship. And we continue to invite you sa ating 40th anniversary ng Cross World this coming Sunday. In the morning, 10 a.m. and in the afternoon, 4 p.m. Yeah, amen. Si Pedro po ay bagong graduate ng law at bigla siyang nasama sa isang litigation. No? At bilang miyembro ng prosecution ay may kaso, yung arson, may nasunog na building. No, at siya ngayon ang humarap doon sa akusado. At nagsimula siyang magtanong at ang sabi niya, last week, while the building was burning, somebody saw you in the vicinity. What did you did? Yun ang tanong ni Pedro. Eh yung defending lawyer, no, eh biglang nagsabi, objection, Your Honor. The question is grammatically wrong. Sabi naman ng judge, objection sustained. Eh medyo napahiya si Pedro, bumawi ng konti. Sabi niya, okay. So while the building was burning, no? Somebody saw you carrying a gallon of gasoline. No? How did you did? Again, tumayo yung defending lawyer at ang sabi niya, objection, Your Honor. The question is grammatically wrong again. Lalong napahiya si Pedro, kaya bumawi siya. Sabi niya ganun. So, in the camera, people saw you, no? Your face is shown in the camera. Now, my question is this. How do you do? Siguro po mga kapatid, yun din ang tanong ko sa inyo. How do you do? How are you doing right now? Siguro pwede mong gamitin yung ang title ng message natin ngayon ay Inside Out. No, yan po ang mensahe natin ngayong araw na ito. Inside Out. No? Hangway to doon sa Disney or Pixar movie na Inside Out. No? The emotions inside and out. Okay? So, how do you do? What are your feelings right now? No? Anong feeling mo today? Siguro you can use the emoticon and express your feelings today. Are you happy? Are you, angry or sad or joyful or fearful or surprised? You can put your emoticons, just to share with us anong nararamdaman ninyo. Kasi wala nakakaalam ng nararamdaman ninyo, maliban na lang na maipakita through your emotions. There are basic emotions, no? Merong emotion ng anger, may anticipation, merong joy, merong trust, merong fear, merong ding surprise, at merong ding sadness and disgust. No, doon sa movie na Inside Out, merong 5 basic emotions doon. Andyan si joy, andyan si fear, andyan si angry, andyan si disgust, at andyan si sadness. No, andyan yan. Pero sabi ng mga psychologists, there are about 34,000 emotions or even more, no, na nagmi-mix-mix na mga emotions. Now, let's take a look at the emotions of the disciples when they were in the upper room with Jesus. Ano ang mga emotions or feelings ng mga disciples? So, let's open our Bibles to John chapter 16 and we will be reading from verse 16 hanggang verse 20. Pero hanggang 33 yung ating pag-aaralan sa araw na ito. So, get your Bibles and open it to John 16, verse 16, hanggang verse 33. Okay? Sabi dito sa verse 16, Jesus went on to say, in a little while, you will see me no more. And then after a little while, you will see me. At this, some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying, in a little while, you will see me no more? And then after a little while, you will see me. And because I am going to the Father. So they kept asking, what does he mean by a little while? We don't understand what he's saying. So hindi po nila maintindihan yung sinasabi ni Jesus Christ. Verse 19, Jesus saw that they wanted to ask him about this. So he said to them, are you asking one another what I meant when I said in a little while you will see me no more and then after a little while you will see me? Very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. The Lord bless the reading of His Word. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, naway masalamin namin sa liwanag ng iyong salita ang aming mga buhay at lalo ang mga nangyayari sa aming kalooban. At dalangin namin na mahayag po ito, malagay sa liwanag at makita namin, Panginoon, ng makatotohanan ang mga pangyayari sa aming kalooban. At kung ano mang aksyon o mga dapat namin gawin, ay ituro mo sa amin. Ang Banal na Espiritu ang siyang gumabay sa amin. Thank you, Lord. And may we magnify Jesus today. In your name we pray. Amen. And amen. So in the whole passage po natin sa John chapter 16, verse 16 hanggang verse 33, there are at least, I think, four emotions na makikita po natin dito, no? And let me just enumerate the four emotions. Yung una ay confusion, no? Confusion. Sabi po dito, sa verse 16, no, ang dami nilang tanong eh. Ang dami nilang, parang they are left hanging. Why? Because there are a lot of things that they need to ask Jesus about. A lot of things that are unknown to them. And this brings confusion. This brings fear and sadness. Why? Because they know not. So ito yung mga feelings, ano, merong confusion, merong sorrow, merong rejection, at meron ding anxiety. Okay? So una po, nakita natin dito yung confusion. Why? Because their knowledge is limited. So nilang magtanong sa Panginoon, hindi sila makapagtanong. Hindi ko alam, nahihiya siguro sila magtanong sa Panginoon. Lord, ano bang ibig sabihin mo nung hindi ka na namin makikita at maya-maya, makikita ka na naman namin, tapos pupunta ka na sa Ama. No, hindi nila maintindihan ang lahat ng yan. At madalas sa atin, ano, dumarating tayo sa punto ng buhay natin na there is confusion in us. And it results to fear. It results to anxiety. Why? Because we do not know what will happen next. And among the emotions, the strongest of all emotions is fear. Yan po ang pinakamatinding emotion sa lahat, yung fear. And among all the fears, the worst is the fear of the unknown. Kung hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari, hindi mo alam kung anong future, hindi mo alam kung anong mangyayari sa'yo, nakakapangamba, nakakatakot, nakakaligalig yan. Okay? Pangalawa na emotion, yung sorrow. Sabi dito, very truly I tell you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. Sabi ng Panginoon, baliktad eh. Yung mundo, matutuwa. Kayo naman malulungkot. Why? For simple reason. A very simple reason. The world wanted to get rid of Jesus. The world wants to get rid of the church, even of the Christians. No? Because the more we suffer, the more we are disenfranchised or marginalized, the more they rejoice. But the good thing, sabi ng Panginoon dito, there will be a great reversal because your grief will turn to joy. Okay? So anong reason naman bakit merong sorrow? Ang sabi ng Panginoon dito, the reason why you're sorrowful is that you ask not. You ask not. In verse 21, it says here, a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again and you will rejoice. And no one will take away your joy. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now, you have asked nothing, or you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. So in this world, we will have sorrow. In this world, we will have grief. But the good news is this, the Lord Jesus is offering us His joy. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, my joy, no? My joy. At ang maganda, kung ito ay joy galing sa Panginoon, it will not be taken away from you. Ano lang ang reason bakit hindi tayo nagiging joyful? Simple reason, we ask not. We ask not. Sabi ng Panginoon dito, until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you will receive and your joy will be complete. Salamat sa Panginoon, no? Kasi hindi naman laging kapighatian. Hindi rin laging kahirapan. Hindi rin laging pagluluksa. Hindi rin laging takot at pangamba. Kasi sabi ng Panginoon, actually hindi niya isa-substitute eh. He's going to transform your sorrow into joy. Para daw isang ina na painful yung mga anak. Sorrowful yung panganak, no? Yung cause ng kanyang pain ay yung baby. Pero alam mo ba, ang ganda ng analogy dito kasi sabi, yung cause ng pain niya, yung baby, pero after a little while, yung source ng pain niya ay siya ding magiging source ng kanyang joy. Kapag nakita niya na yung sanggol na bagong panganak, nakita niya na yung kanyang anak, talagang ano, malilimutan mo na lahat ang pain. Di ba? Di ba? Kapag ka nanganganak na, eh, talagang, nako, lahat na lang ay sinisisi, lahat na lang ay pinapagalitan, lahat na lang ay, pati yung mister, eh, napapagalitan. No? At parang ayaw nang mag-anak uli. Pero pagkatapos namang makita na yung sanggol at makita kung gaano kaganda, ano, ay nakakalimutan na yung hirap. At next year, may baby na naman. So, merong joy. No? Napakabuti ng Panginoon. Okay? Pangatlo na emotion during this time, no? Napaka-tense ng situation doon sa Peru, is the issue of rejection. No? Sabi dito, though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I no longer use this kind of language. No? And I will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Then Jesus' disciples said, now you're speaking clearly without figures of speech. Okay? So, ito naman po yung feeling of denial, feeling of rejection. No, bakit? Bakit meron tayong ganitong klase ng feeling of being rejected? For simple reason, we believe not. We doubt the love of the Father. We doubt that we are accepted. Yan ang problema natin kung bakit meron tayong feeling of rejection. We have the feeling of insecurity. No? Kasi wala tayong tapang at wala tayong kumpiyansa na pag lumapit tayo sa Ama, tayo ay tatanggapin. Pero kinlaro ni Jesus Christ sa verse 27, ang sabi sa verse 27, no, the Father Himself loves you because you have loved me and I believe that I come from the Father, from God. No? The Father Himself loves you. There is no need to feel insecure. There is no need to feel embarrassed, no, approaching God. Nang feeling mo parang baka hindi ako pansinin ni God, baka meron siyang ibang paborito, baka marami siyang ginagawa, baka busy siya, No, baka hindi naman niya narinig yung panalangin ko. Baka meron siyang ibang inaasikaso. Baka merong ibang mas nangangailangan. Baka sa sobrang kaabalahan niya, hindi niya na ako napapansin. O sa sobrang liit ko, hindi niya na ako napapansin. Pero sabi ng Panginoon, don't feel sad or don't feel rejected. Why? Believe that you are the beloved of the Father, that you are highly favored in the eyes of God. Sabi dito, the Father Himself loves you. Never ever doubt the love of the Father in your life. Okay? And then ang pang-apat na naramdaman ng mga disciples is the issue of anxiety. The issue of anxiety. So, ipagka-anxious ka, meron kang takot, meron kang halong galit, meron kang halong ano na yan, lungkot. No? Look at this. Verse 32. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Look at this. Jesus Himself was true to what He will feel. He was true to His emotions. Sabi niya, you will leave me. Sa totoo nga, you will leave me all alone. And I will be lonely. Jesus was honest with what He will be feeling in case, in the prospect of His disciples leaving Him and abandoning Him. Iiwanan niyo ako eh. Kayo nga anxious dahil aalis ako. Pero sa totoo lang, kayo unang mangiiwan. Each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Pero what's the anchor of Jesus Christ? Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, sabi ng Panginoon, so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. So let's summarize. No? Ano ba ito mga emotions ng mga disciples? At ano din ang cost or reasons for these emotions? Napakahalaga kasi nito na kilalanin natin na meron tayong ganitong pakiramdam at nararamdaman. Una, confusion. Bakit merong confusion? For lack of knowledge. Or maybe they have the facts, but the facts that they have are not complete. Or maybe they have the wrong facts. Or maybe they have the right facts, but they have the wrong interpretation. So that can cause confusion. Alam mo yung facts pero mali ang interpretation, that can really be confusing. O kaya kulang yung alam mo, kaya ka natatakot. Yan ang naramdaman ng mga disciples. They know not. Okay. Pangalawa, they have sorrow. Why? Because they lack confidence. They lack confidence to approach God. Nahihiya sila. So they failed to ask God for help. Pangatlo, they have this feeling of rejection because they doubt the love of God. They lack the trust, no? So hindi sila nananampalataya na mahal sila ng Diyos. At yung huli, yung anxiety, they lack acceptance. There are things that you cannot change. Troubles will definitely come. Sometimes you just have to accept the realities of life. So nagkakaroon ng anxiety. Why? Because you're not rested. You do not accept. No? Kaya itong tatlo na to, know not, apat na to, know not, ask not, believe not, and accept not, tingnan nyo yan. Nakakakaba yan. Kaba. Tingnan mo ba? K-A-B-A. Kaba. Nakakakaba talaga kapag ganyan ang nararamdaman mo. At ito ang mga causes niyan, no? Okay. Now, merong sa aming pag-aaral ko, because I'm enrolled now sa pastoral care and counseling, yung aming professor ay nagbigay ng mga manifestations of unresolved issues. ang tawag niya dito ay cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions. No, ano ang causes ng ito, mga ito? Eh, minsan daw cultural. No, yung nakalakhan ng pamilya o yung environment. Yung sa environmental naman, ang dahilan ay siguro biological, genetics, o kaya social factors, no? Yung mga kaibigan mo. Maraming mga factors kung bakit may mga tinatawag na cognitive distortions. Yung bang sa isip mo, parang nagkakaroon ng maling pananaw o maling mindset, no? And let me just share some of those, no? Una, yung attitude na all or nothing thinking. All or nothing thinking. Yung black and white, no? I am not perfect, therefore I have failed. Yung bang dahil hindi ko siya nakuha ng buong buo, failure ako. Yun agad ang pakiramdam niya, no? Kasi all or nothing nga eh. And perfection is the enemy of the good. Parang hindi nasisiyahan doon sa good na meron. Kasi nga hindi perfect, may kulang pa rin. So yan yung isang attitude. Pangalawa, yung mental filter. No? Yung bang successful na nga eh. Ang ganda na nang nangyayari. Kaya lang, dahil may isang pangit, so failure lahat. So, ang pananaw ay nakatingin doon sa negative. Okay? Pangatlo is jumping to conclusions. No? Yung hindi mo pa nakikita yung buong story, ha? Meron ka ng conclusion. Okay? Normally daw, yung mga mind reader, mababasa yung intention o yung motive ng iba. Okay? Halimbawa, hindi ka napansin ng isang kaibigan mo. No? Ang inisip mo agad ay baka galit siya sa akin o hindi siya interesado sa akin. Yung pala yung kaibigan mo, maraming iniisip at maraming problema. Madalas ako ganyan na pagkakamalan akong suplado. Pero ang dahilan nun, hindi ko talaga nakita kasi malabo ang aking mata. Sometimes we jump to conclusions, no? With the intention or the motives of people, pero yun pala may ibang dahilan. Okay? Pang-apat ay emotional reasoning. No, yung bang dahil nararamdaman ko to, ito yung totoo. Medyo sweeping yun, ano? This is how I feel. This must be true. Okay, ako'y napahiya o I feel embarrassed siguro dahil ano, I am an idiot. So, nilabel mo na yung sarili mo. Hindi rin tama yun, di ba? Panglima is labeling. No, I'm a loser. I am completely useless. No? Yung nililabel mo na yung sarili mo, no? Na siguro wala talaga akong kwenta. Okay? O kaya na-label mo yung isang kaibigan mo. Actually, lately lang po, mayroong isa akong friend sa FB na nagalit sa akin. Eh. Kasi humihingi siya ng tulong, hindi ko siya napapansin. Hindi ko talaga napapansin. No? At wala akong panahong pansinin. At humihingi siya ng tulong at bigla siya nag-remark na sana man lang daw mag-comment ako. Humihingi daw siya ng tulong, hindi ko man lang daw siya pinapansin. Eh, that happened during the time that my mind was really filled with a lot of things and my heart was really encumbered dahil nga kamamatay lang ng nanay ko. No? So, I was labeled na wala akong pakialam at hindi ako tumutulong sa kanya. Pero hindi niya naunawaan na ako mismo kailangan ko ng tulong during that time. Okay? So sometimes labeling is dangerous. Number six is overgeneralizing. No? Dahil nag-fail ka sa isang exam, feeling mo mag-fail ka na sa lahat. Medyo gina-generalize mo yan. Number seven is disqualifying the positive. No? Yung bang may maganda kang ginawa, pinuri ka. Sabi, ang galing mo! Anong sagot mo? Hindi naman. Di ba? O kaya, swerte lang yan. O kaya, nung pinuri ka, ang husay mo talaga. Ang sagot mo, tsamba lang yan. Yung bang, maganda na nga eh. Kaya lang, false humility. Sinasabi mo, hindi talaga maganda yan. O, diba? Number eight is magnification. Yung blowing things out of proportion. Yung bang, halimbawa, na-late ng uwi ang yung anak. Ang naiisip mo na agad, baka na-disgrasya, baka na-aksidente, baka kinidnap. No, at kung ano-ano na yung pumapasok sa isip mo dahil nga you magnify things, no? Number nine is yung should and must. No? Yung bang dapat ganito, dapat ganire. At kapag hindi nasunod yun, you feel guilty. At ang feeling mo, failure ka na. Okay? And number 10, personalization. Personalization. No? Yung bang lahat ng bagay parang sinisisi mo sa sarili mo. No? Naghiwalay ang mga magulang ko dahil siguro sa akin. Yan. O kaya eh, nahandog ka sa isang fellowship at yung mga kaibigan mo nag-i-engage sa iba nilang mga kaibigan. So ang feeling mo na o-op ka, parang na-out of place ka. So ang conclusion mo, hindi ka nila gusto. Ayaw nila sa'yo. So sometimes we personalize things too much. So these are the things that we need to, these are just manifestations, you know? These are just manifestations of deeper problems, and most of these are unsettled issues in our lives. No, these are unfinished business in our lives. So sometimes nagmamanifest ito lalo sa mga relationships natin, no? Mas delikado kapag ka na-i-project natin sa iba itong mga distorted cognitive distortions na ito. Okay? Kaya nga sabi ni Pastor Edmond Chan, nung tinanong siya nung isang nakatabi niya sa aeroplano, ano daw ang work niya, ayaw naman niyang sabihin pastor. Kasi pagka sinabi niyang pastor, mag-shut off na yung tao, di na makikipagkwentuhan. Ang sabi lang niya, I'm a leadership mentor. Yan. Sabi niya, ba? Leadership mentor? Anong ginagawa ng leadership mentor? Tanong kay Pastor Edmond Chan. Sabi niya, I bring people from illusion to reality. Yun daw ang work niya as a mentor. Yung dalin ang mga tao mula sa ilusyon patungo sa realidad. Kasi nga, maraming mga tao, they cannot grow, they will not mature. Why? Because they don't have self-awareness. Because the sign of maturity is self-awareness. You are aware of your strength, you are aware of your weaknesses. You are aware na meron kang dapat ayusin, no? Meron kang awareness na mahina ka dito sa area na ito, no? At very soft ka dito or very vulnerable ka dito sa area na ito. Okay? At hindi lang yung self-awareness, no? But you have self-management. You have the willingness to address the weakness. You have siguro the flexibility to make the necessary adjustment. So maturity is both self-awareness and self-management. At paano magsisimula yan? Eh, magsisimula yan sa pagiging totoo. Pagiging totoo mo sa sarili mo, pagiging totoo mo sa nararamdaman mo, pagiging totoo mo, no, at wala kang itinatago. No? Sabihin, you're open, you're honest, you're vulnerable with what you feel and with what's going on in your life. Yan po yun. So alam po ninyo, Panginoong Jesus ay he is the master of emotions, no? Kita natin dito how he felt the feelings of the disciples, and he was able to verbalize. Napakahalaga kasi nung malagyan mo ng pangalan yung emosyon. So nalagyan niya ng name yung sorrow. Nalagyan niya ng name yung grief. Nalagyan niya ng name yung fear, no? Yung trouble. Napangalanan niya. And that's very, very powerful, no? At kahit siya, nasabi niya yung totoo na nangyayari sa kanya, that he will be lonely. Why? Because his disciples will abandon him. So, napakahusay po ng Panginoon, no? Kasi totoo siya sa kanyang nararamdaman. At totoo din siya na palutangin yung nararamdaman ng kanyang mga disciples. Si G. Walter Hansenin ng Christianity Today, meron siyang binanggit tungkol dito. Ang sabi niya ganito, I am spellbound by the intensity of Jesus' emotions. Not a twinge of pity, but heartbroken compassion. Not a passing irritation, but a terrifying anger. Not a silent tear, but groans of anguish. Not a weak smile, but ecstatic celebration. Jesus' emotions are like a mountain river cascading with clear water. My emotions are like a muddy foam or a feeble trickle. Let me explain that. Ano? Sabi dito ng writer, grabe yung intensity daw ng emotion ni Jesus. Napakagaling po niya dahil naipapahayag niya ito ng tama, sa tamang paraan. Siguro sa tamang okasyon, sa tamang mga tao. Okay? Ang kanya daw emotion ay hindi yung katiting lang na habag o awa, kundi pag nahabag ang Panginoon, durog yung puso niya. Ang kanya daw irritation, hindi lang yung lumipas dili, dumaan na irritation. Kundi pagka nagalit ang Lord, it's a terrifying anger. Yun daw pagluha niya, hindi yung tahimik na humihikbi. Pero yung pagluha ni Jesus ay groans of anguish. Ibig sabihin, talaga pong nananangis sa pighati. Mayroong pagtangis, pag-iyak, pagluha. At ang kanya daw, joy, ay hindi lang yung natipid ng ngiti, but ecstatic celebration, lalo kapag ka nagpatawa ang Lord, palagay ko humahagalpak siya ng tawa. Pag nagalit ang Panginoon, nagtutumba ng mga mesa. Pag umiyak ang Panginoon, talagang pumapalahaw siya. Sabi niya dito, Jesus' emotions are like a mountain river. Parang rumaragasang ilog. Pero, malinaw yung tubig. Sabi ng writer, ang aking emosyon ay maruming maputik na foam. O kaya minsan, kung hindi man marumi na tubig, ay feeble trickle. Yung papatak-patak lang. Hindi talaga nagpapakatotoo. That's our tendency. Either we explode in anger or explode in anguish or explode in panic, or sometimes we silently contain, bottle everything up at papatak-patak lang ang paghahayag ng ating nararamdaman. That's also true about me. At alam ko, karamihan sa atin, totoo din yan, na either sumasambula tayo sa galit o kaya nagmumukmuk tayo sa isang sulok at hindi na lang kikibo dahil sa nararamdaman. Ito pong namatay ang aking nanay, I was wondering, kasi nung makita ko namatay ang nanay, hindi po ako naiyak. My mother was 93 years old when she died last October 4. And lumipas pong isang linggo, I was thinking na baka after a week, mamimiss kong nanay ko at ako'y maiyak na. Pero hindi po ako maiyak. Hindi ko naman pinipilit umiyak. O hindi ko naman sinasabing, pero alam mo yun, dapat sa aking pakiramdam, parang bakit hindi ako umiiyak? Di ba dapat umiiyak ako kasi nawalan ako ng nanay. I remember when my father died in 1994, my father, ako yung una nakabalita na namatay ang tatay ko. At ako magkukwento sa nanay ko na namatay ang tatay ko. At ako magkukwento sa mga kapatid ko. I remember that time, hindi rin ako naiyak. Pero after a week, I cried. Nung nailibing na ang tatay ko, talaga ako'y nagangal-ngal nung nawala ang tatay ko. But with my mother, it's different. Kasi more than a week, hindi pa ako umiiyak. And I wonder why. I was not crying. ano ba ako, bato? Ano ba ako, walang pakiramdam, manhit, insensitive? What's wrong with me? I don't know. And I just realized that, you know, in my life, siguro, most of the time, I bottled up my emotions, no? Because growing up in a large family, I had to live up on my own, no? I had to live with myself. And I have learned to contain my emotions, no? At madalas, kaya ko naman. Hindi ko na lang ilalabas yung aking emotions. And sometimes because of the responsibilities on my shoulder, you know, sometimes you try to contain everything. And huwag mo na lang iparamdam sa iba, baka mabigatan pa sila. Something like that. And honestly, parang feeling ko, I can contain it naman. Parang I can manage, I can handle it. But this time, parang I'm just wondering, Lord, why? Why am I not feeling, I'm sad, yun, walang nanay ko. I'm, actually, it's a mixture of sadness and joy kasi wala nang hirap ang nanay ko. Pero ang tanong ko lagi is there anything wrong with me? Is there anything wrong with me? And then I went to a spiritual direction, and the counselor somehow helped me understand. Sabi niya, siguro dahil sa punong-puno ang isip mo ng maraming bagay, you have to take care of, you know, your mother even after she died, yung cremation, yung necrological services, and then added pa dyan yung napakarami mong responsibilities sa church, sa school. Maybe your mind is occupied with a lot of things that you don't have the space to cry. You don't have the once na siguro all things are settled, then you will have the space. And then the counselor told me, maybe you're missing one word. And that word is permission. The word is permission. You're not permitting yourself to grieve. You're not allowing yourself to feel the sadness. Kasi nga, all your life, you bottle up your emotions. You try to contain everything. Sabi niya, it's about time you honor your emotion. You embrace your feelings and give space for it. Take time, sabi niya. Take time. Because that's part of healing. And I thank God kasi I was given the space and I was given the opportunity. That was, you know, released somehow. Papasalamat ako sa Panginoon for helping me understand. Sometimes you try to project an image that you're strong, that you can handle everything. But deep inside, there's a child. And I want to thank God for understanding that there's a child with it who needed to be comforted, who needed to be embraced, who needed to be cuddled. Praise God. And salamat din po sa family, salamat sa Crossroad family din, you know, for being there with us, for us, and for empathizing with us, and feeling with us, and praying for us. Salamat po mga kapatid. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now let's go back. Hallelujah. The solution now is this. Para mawala yung kaba, para mawala yung lahat ng nakatago diyan, no? You have to reverse everything, no? Instead of saying I know not, you have to know. You have to know the facts. The truth, because the truth will set you free. Diba? Sometimes we're confused. We're at a loss because we do not know. Go to the Bible. Read. Sabi nga sa devotional kanina, sa ating 40 days of prayer, when you don't know what to pray about, you go to the scriptures. Listen to the Lord. And from there, you will see what are the things you need to pray for. At totoo yan sa akin. No? Before I pray, I read. And mula doon sa nabasa ko, then I will pray about what I read and I reflect on. And I even pray what I reflected on the people that the Lord brings to my mind. So napakahalaga po, nagbabasa tayo ng Biblia. Merong isang pastor na in-invite nung isang couple na mag-dinner sa kanilang bahay at pagkatapos silang kumain ng masarap, no, nagpaalam na yung pastor. Eh, sabi nung misis, nawala yung 1,000. Nawala yung 1,000 doon sa table. Eh si pastor lang naman ang kasama natin. Pambirang pastor yan. Pinakain mo na, ninakawang ka pa. Sabi nung lalaki, hindi na tayo atin sa church na yan. Magnanakaw pala yung pastor na yan. So, di na umattend yung mag-asawa doon sa church. Kasi nga, magnanakaw yung pastor. No? 1,000, kinuha pa, nasa table. After mga 3 months, nagkasalubong yung babae, tsaka yung pastor. Hindi napigilan ng babae yung kanyang sarili at kinonfront yung pastor. Pastor, napansin mo ba na hindi na kami dumalo sa church? Sabi niya, oo nga eh, bakit ba? Eh kasi pastor, pambira eh. Pinakain ka na nga namin, kinuha mo pa yung 1,000. Nandun sa table, ba't mo naman kinuha? Eh sa totoo lang, bibigay namin yun sa'yo. Kaya lang, inunahan mo kami, kinuha. Sabi ng pastor, ayun ba? Eh, sabi niya, nakita ko nga yung 1,000. Ginawa ko, inipit ko sa Bible niyo para hindi matuluan ng sauce. Yun ang babae, umuwi sa bahay. Pumunta doon sa sala, inahanap yung Bible. Nakita niya po doon yung 1,000. 3 buwan niyang hindi binabasa yung Bible. Hindi niya nakita yung 1,000. Mga kapatid, napakahalaga that we go back to the Bible and know the truth. That's how you address confusion and fear of the unknown. Okay. Secondly, ask from God. Ask. Sabi ng Lord, until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask. Sabi ni James, ask for wisdom when you need it. Ask for wisdom. Ask that the sorrow will turn into joy. Ask from God. Humingi ka. Huwag kang mahiya, huwag kang magkatubili. Humingi ka. In case hindi mo mabasa sa Bible yung kailangan mong sagot, God will give you the wisdom so that you will understand. And that will bring joy to you. Number 3 is you have to believe in Him. Kasi minsan, hindi mo makikita sa Bible. Minsan naman, hindi rin bibigay ng Lord sa iyo ang sagot. Kahit humingi ka. So what you need to do is you trust Him. You believe Him. No? Believe His promises. Trust His heart even if the circumstances are not favorable. Trust Him for what He did not reveal. May mga bagay na hindi talaga ni-reveal sa'yo. Huwag mo isipin na hindi ka mahal ni Lord kasi hindi niya ni-reveal sa'yo. You are loved and accepted. You have to trust that, you know, in the mind of God, He wants the best for you. Okay. At panghuli, you know, accept the realities of life. and then you will have peace. You will overcome. So yan ang mga promises ng Panginoon. Okay? You will have faith. You will have joy. You will have love. And you will have peace. Sabi ng Panginoon, in this world, you will have trouble. But don't worry. I will give you my peace. Look at the assurance that the Lord is giving us. So you have to accept realities. No? You will overcome. And what is acceptance? That is restedness of the heart. Your heart is rested for the things that you cannot change. For the things that are beyond your control. So hindi ka nararattle, hindi ka nagpapanik. Why? Because there are things beyond your control. There are things that are beyond change. But because your heart is rested in the Lord, you have peace. Yeah, I pray that the Lord will give you a healthy emotional life and a healthy spiritual life. Okay, mabigyan ka ng Panginoon ng kapayapaan ng iyong puso, kapanatagan ng iyong kalooban, sapagkat sa Kanya nanggagaling ang lahat ng ito. Sabi nga dito sa Ecclesiastes 11:9-10, ating devotion for today, you who are young, be happy while you are young, and let your heart give you joy in the days of your youth. Follow the ways of your heart and whatever your eyes see, but know that for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. So then, banish anxiety from your heart and cast off the troubles of your body, for youth and vigor are meaningless. Yan. Mga kabataan, nakasama natin ngayon. No, don't allow anxiety to rule your heart. Banish it from your heart. Remove it. Get rid of it. You're too young, no, to suffer unnecessary anxieties and worries. No. Know the truth. Ask, believe, and accept. At alam mo, isang very liberating kay Jesus Christ when He said that, you will abandon me. Sa totoo lang, you will abandon me. Sinasabi ko na sa inyo, iiwanan ninyo ako. Sinasabi ko na sa inyo, magtatakbuhan kayo, lalayasan ninyo ako, ia-abandon ninyo ako. Yan ang sinasabi ko sa inyo. But we will see each other again. What's the assurance that the Lord is giving these disciples? I know you will abandon me, but I will forgive you. It's amazing, di ba? Alam na ng Lord na magtatali ko rin tong mga disciples niya. Pero nakahanda na ang Lord sa forgiveness niya in advance. We will see each other again. And we will reunite. And we will rejoice once again. Kaya nga ng isang nanay na nanganak, masakit, mahirap. Yung baby ang naging dahilan ng kanyang pighati. Pero yung sanggol din na yan na magiging dahilan ng kanyang kagalakan. Kaya hayaan natin ng Panginoon ang siyang maghari sa ating buhay. Let Jesus reign in your heart. And, find peace in Him alone. Sabi nga ni St. Francis of Assisi, in this serenity prayer, sabi niya ganito, Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. I want you to reflect on that for a while. Maging panalangin mo ito, kapatid. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. And the courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. Tayo po'y manalang. Panginoon, salamat po sapagkat kilalang kilala mo kami at ramdam mo ang lahat ng aming emosyon, lahat ng aming nararamdaman sa buhay. At salamat sapagkat hindi mo lang napangalanan ang aming mga nararamdaman, kundi matutulungan mo rin kami paano mapagtagumpayan lalo ang mga naramdaman namin na hindi ayon sa iyong kalooban. O Diyos, palayain mo kami sa mga maruruming pag-iisip. Palayain mo kami sa mga unsettled issues ng aming buhay. Palayain mo kami sa mga unfinished business na madalas lumulutang kapag nakakaroon ng conflict, nakakaroon ng mga tension. Lumalabas ito, Panginoon. Lord, pagalingin mo kami. At turuan mo kami ng iyong halimbawa na maging maunawain at mapagpatawad sa mga taong maaaring nakasugat, sa mga pangyayaring maaaring nakatraumatize sa atin. Matuto kaming magpatawad, matuto kaming magpalaya upang hindi na kami alipin ng anxiety, ng galit, ng disgust, ng annoyance. Hindi na kami maging alipin ito, Panginoon. Hindi kami makalaya sa aming mga pagkakaalipin at maging malusog ang aming damdamin, maging malusog ang aming mga emosyon, maging malusog ang aming espiritu, at maging malusog din ang aming pakikipagkapwa. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil sa krus, nadurog ang iyong puso upang pagalingin ang aming mga sugat ng puso. Salamat sa krus, naglatay ang iyong katawan para mapagaling ang lahat ng aming karamdaman. Panginoong Jesus, ikaw ay pumasok sa aming puso bilang aming tagapagligtas. Ikaw nang magpagaling at magpahilom ng aming mga sugat. At ikaw nang magpalaya sa amin sa pagkakahalin. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa kalayaan pero kami ay Jesus. Salamat po. Mula po ngayon, kami ay mabubuhay ng matagumpay. Ano man ang aming harapin, ano mang pagsubok, gaano man kabigat, ano mang karamdaman, kaya naming harapin. Sapagkat meron kaming galak na hindi kayang agawin ng mundo. Meron kaming kapayapaan na hindi kayang maunawaan ng mundo. Meron kaming pag-ibig na hindi kayang ibigay ng mundo. Meron kaming pananampalataya at pag-asa na ibinibigay ng Ama. Salamat, kami ay mahal mo. Salamat, kami laging nasa isip mo. Salamat na kami ay paborito mo. Salamat po, Panginoon. At dahil dito kami mapapahinga, dahil dito mapapayapa ang aming puso, dahil dito mapapanatag ang aming puso. Sa iyong papuri at luwalhati, sa pangalan ng aming Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Sa pagkakataon po ito, I want you to spend some time in silence and reflect on these questions. No? Gabulay-bulay po tayo. Unang tanong po ay, can you distinguish the emotions that you have? Joy, sadness, fear, anger, and disgust? Kaya mo bang pangalanan at kaya mong patumbok kung anong totoong nararamdaman mo? Bakit o bakit hindi? Minsan kasi isa lang ang emosyon, puro galit. O kaya minsan isa lang ang emosyon, puro pag-aalala. So dapat kaya mong maturol kung ano dyan. At ano, bakit naman hindi? Pangalawa, what are the things you need to change? And what are the things you need to accept? Panghuli, ask God for what you need from Him right now. Ano bang kailangan? Faith? Joy? Love? Or peace? Magpalaing tayo ng mga.